some creative
creativity for the society is the process podcast.
He's like, it's done this well. And it's a one page website. Everything there is on one page. Just scroll down, like, you know, proving you don't need which I like. Exactly. I love that. And it's stuff like, you know, it's not where other people might say, like, oh, we're not going to show you how we set up our website or how we set up our pricing or stuff. And he's just like, bro, just do a one page website. Copy like the template of done. Do this. Like, I've even seen people like comment on his stuff being like, man, I see a lot of other companies out there now with like the exact same text and images on their site as yours, same layout. And he's just like, yeah, who cares? Like, go
people
for it,
bro.
Going
to do
like,
that.
There's a lot of people out there looking for that kind of work. Like, go for it, you know? Like, there's a lot of money to be made for everyone. Yeah. What's nice...
You go.
I would say what's nice, too, is like in the... when you pay for the course, and it's a one-time thing, and you get everything forever, but you also get access to their like, because it's called like Productize Yourself. You get access to their Discord.
Oh, do you with the course?
With the course, so you get access to like, I think he's technically in the Discord. I don't know how often he's there, but it's like a lot of other people who have also got the course and gone through it. Who are like, you know, trying to do the same thing, set up, you know, online businesses like this. Not all design. There's a lot of people doing the same subscription-based structure, but with like back-end developing or marketing.
Wonder if that works for say like a photographer, if this model works.
Possibly. I've seen a lot of people in the comments of his post talk about like, hey, do you think this would work for, you know, this kind of engineering or digital marketing or you know, a consultation thing, or like, I think I've seen people say like video editing and photo editing and stuff like that. So I'm sure there's a lot of people on there, but at the end of the day, they're still trying to set up a similar structure, right? And there's a lot of people on there. I think probably most are doing it, trying to do the same thing he did, which is like more of a graphic design, brand identity, brand asset design kind of thing anyways. But so yeah, hopefully, again, I haven't been in there to see how, if it's toxic or if people are actually helping each other out. It seems like people are actually helping each other out.
I imagine it would be. Like, there's probably a few bad eggs. Like, you get that whenever you have a large cohort of people. But
yeah,
like the advanced design thing that I did year or two ago, they've got a Discord, and each new cohort they add, everyone's added to that same Discord chat. And so like the Discord chat now, there's like, I don't think there's a way to see how many people are in it.
That's probably like hundreds now.
There's probably close to like 300-400 people.
Wow.
And there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, like 12-18 different channels. Inspiration, feedback, events, general, research, software. And it's all, everyone's sharing from their own experience, right? Without the toxic fact that it's like a subreddit where anyone can say anything anonymously. It's a nice, I rarely go into that Discord chat, but the fact that you have that and you have access to that is probably huge.
Yeah, it's a nice little bonus as well, I think, especially to see if there's people in there willing to help, like, you know, get your name out there or help, like, if someone knows someone, right?
That's true too, because like,
so that's
all it
the
takes is one
part.
Person
yeah exactly someone to be like, oh, I know someone who needs this done, or like someone who could help, or you know, someone looking to do the same thing, wants to team up, you know, something like that. So it's, I'm sure there's people there too have like done it and maybe are successful or something's going on with it, and they could, you know, give some feedback as well or some tips. So it's going to be valuable.
I think so. It seems like that whole course and the whole concept in general is definitely applicable to design in the way that the Design Joy guy, Brett, is doing it. But it also, I haven't thought about this very much, but it also feels that it could be applicable to like creativity as a whole as well. It's, and in its simplest terms, it's a retainer system. But it's a streamlined retainer system where you're working on one thing at one time for one client and that's it.
Yeah.
And then you can proceed through that. Whereas if you're just on retainer, they could probably just throw whatever they want at you. But at least this way, it's the workflow is more controlled and more concise.
Yeah.
Which I really like.
And the money, like the income for the creative person is also a bit more consistent.
Yep.
Rather than like, okay, we might have you a retainer for like, you do some work for us for like 2 months and then like not again for 8 months. And then,
yeah.
Whereas this is like, okay, every month, you know, it's, you're doing something.
Mm-hmm. And if there's a month that goes by where nothing happens, then that's also okay.
Yeah.
But yeah. And you, I feel like you develop a more positive relationship, or you could, you have the potential to develop a more positive relationship in this context. Yeah, it is still like a super attractive notion. I still remember the first time when I listened to that episode, I went to the gym and had the music playing or the podcast playing in my headphones. And I have never been more fired up in a gym ever.
Yeah.
And I came home and, or like came back to the apartment and sent the link to you like as soon as I got in. I do feel that I went like a little sour on it for a bit and like overthought it.
Yeah.
Because I think we started to dive into it. And as with anything, the more you dive into something, the more stuff opens up and it's not all sunshine and rainbows. But I think if like you buying the course in the first place is a step in the right direction, and someone who has like negative feedback on it, is it probably wasn't going to work for them anyways, but they wanted it, like trying to fit a square peg or round hole, square peg, round hole.
Yeah.
It's probably one of those situations. Whereas you're a round peg going into a round hole.
Mm.
You just need a little bit of a lube on you to get you in
there. Yeah, it's a tight tolerance.
Just slide it
friction in. Friction fit. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I didn't expect it to be like a how to do a logo in Illustrator course, because it's not what it is.
No, that's not that. That's also like, it says it in the course name too. The course name is Productize Yourself.
Yeah, it's about like that
how to design logos
process, not how to be a designer. It's not like, and which I like, because if it was, you know, like I'm not looking to buy a course on how to make a logo. Like, yeah, I'm not a graphic design master, but I know enough about designing a logo, and when it comes to learning the tools and learning Illustrator, that's just YouTube videos. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
That I can do, and that I still do. I don't need a course for that. What's valuable to me is the stuff so far, it seems like, is included in this course is, like I say, those little details that, like, it's hard to actually learn how to set up this kind of structured like business unless you know someone and can talk to someone who has done it.
You know,
like it's you can watch videos on people being like how to be a freelance designer in 2023 or how to set up, you know, a freelance design business, and they'll just be like, you know, make a website, make sure your work is there and you have a portfolio, reach out to clients. It's like it's the broad stuff that's like, well, yeah, but it's not the nitty gritty of like, okay, what platforms do you reach out to people and how do you reach out to people? Mm-hmm. When they want to reach out to you, how do they connect with you? What software are you using? Where can they leave comments? Where can they request work? How do they pay you?
Yeah.
How do you organize all this stuff? How do you organize the actual like business stuff? You know, the boring kind of actual like legal business stuff. You know, where do you how do you like deliver the work to them? You know, how do you set up a business like this where, you know, it's going to benefit you and, you know, X, Y, B, but like also benefit the client? Like, it's little stuff like that that YouTube videos don't go into. They're not like that. They're just like set up this, do this, and do this. And it's like the broad, like obvious stuff, you know? So that's where, to me, that's where the value is with this stuff. The other stuff I can figure out, or I know, it's those little things that, like, I don't know anyone who has a business like this that does this, where I can just go and ask them, sure, you could leave a comment on one of his posts, but like, he's not going to answer to the full extent because that's the whole point of the course. Right. And like, and he's a fucking busy guy. So it's, like I said before, it's, to me, the way I saw it, I was like, it's on sale, but also it's cheap enough where, if I do not do anything with it and it turns out to be a scam or it's dog shit, it's enough. It's a low enough amount of money where I'm like, I don't really care.
Yeah.
Like, I can live with that. I can live with paying $130 with the possibility of it changing my life or something. You know?
Yeah.
Sounds a bit extreme, but you know what I mean? It's like a worthy trade in my opinion. It's like a no brainer. I'm like, you know, it could be useless, or
could be,
maybe there is literally a possibility there that it helps my career.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, or
there's one course in there, like there's one lesson
that just
that
flips a switch or just helps in a way switch. That like, now I can like have a career that I've dreamt of or something like that. And then I look back and I'm like, well, you know, it was $130. It's like, that's a worthy trade. Money. Yeah, exactly. So I'm going to have to, hopefully this week, have some, unless it's late nights at work, but we'll see. Put some time aside to go through those. I think it says on there, like, start to finish, if I went through everything, it was like 3 hours.
Oh, wow. That's not a lot at all, eh?
No.
You so do that split over 3 days, just an hour each.
Yeah, so it's not much. So it won't take long to really go through it, sit there, take some notes.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Can you use your field notes notebook for that?
Maybe. That one right now is designated for team time travel.
Ah, yes.
Ideation stuff. But I have lots of other notebooks I could probably start filling up. So
yeah, I'm sure you do. There's plentiful
so
that you can fill up.
Yeah.
It reminds me a bit too of when, I think it was in 2020 when the pandemic was going on hardcore, Skillshare. I think you could get a month or two of Skillshare for free, and so I did. And then when you go to cancel your thing, it says, it's all about customer retention and trying to keep people around. So they say, do you really want to cancel? Like, we'll give you another year at like 30% off or 40% off. And I think it was 40, which is smart.
Smart is fair.
And so another year was, I want to say like $120, something like that. And I paid it. And that allowed me to go through and watch another new Aaron Draplin class that launched a few months later, but also rewatch and relearn from the other videos that he had done. He's got like 8 Skillshares now or something.
Wow.
And the one that came out was the how to make merch thing. And that just completely streamlined stickers, patches, screen printing, shirts, everything. And now I've got like a whole set of assets that are like templates basically. And I now understand how, at least for myself, how best to hand this stuff off to like other manufacturers, whether it's Sticker Canada or Whitley Screen Printing, to get my stuff made and to ensure that it's going to show up at my door exactly how I ordered it. And that's paid dividends where I've now done that for Spartek, and I've made my own stickers and I've made my own shirts. I made the patches, right? Like the Kangasaur patches, following a lesson where Draplin makes like a little cloud patch, and using different tools in Illustrator to simulate those different effects, or different manufacturing processes that go into making a patch, and how do you label things? And then when it's done, how do you hand that off to the client, and what does that look like? And again, like you said, for $120, that's
more than worth it. Oh my God, more than worth it. That knowledge is super valuable. And again, that's the stuff that's like little detail stuff that's like, you know, you think like, oh, design course. Yeah, maybe I know how to design the logo, but how do I set up the file? How do I put it together in a PDF? Or do I do something in InDesign? Do I make it fancy? How do I label things clearly for like a tech pack to give to a, you know, a manufacturer mm-hmm. or a client? How do I send it? Like, it's stuff like that. They didn't teach us that. They're probably
they never taught us how to hand off a file to a client.
No, ever, which is a little bad when you think about it. They're probably like, they'll figure it out, but you know, or they expect like, oh, these young designers, they'll graduate and go into a design studio and then they'll learn from some superior there. But
which is fair,
but at the same time, not fair, because the amount of people that do that in the first year is like probably 1% of the graduating class, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, but yeah, they don't teach us stuff like that. They're probably like, I was figured out, which, you know, yeah,
I guess always make your PDFs less than 5 megabytes.
That's the only like professional file, like tip that I remember from the class, is just like from the program. It's just like, okay, your PDF's got to be smaller than this, or your digital portfolio must be smaller than 5 megabytes.
And now people are just like sending WeTransfer links, and there's
200
megabyte PDFs in there, and it's like, yeah, that's just
normal. You're not going to go to pdfcompressor.com and compressing it 8 times to get it like under like 2.5 megabytes, and then everything's just like crunchy. Yeah. Like, no, that's not happening.
Like, if I had known about WeTransfer in school, that would have been fine. Mind you, Catherine was still a stickler of like, oh, it needs to be under this file size. Which, like, okay, sure. Submit it and do whatever.
Yeah.
But practically, that's at least anymore, where file storage is so cheap and you can buy 4 terabytes for $100. It's not a problem anymore.
No, not a problem at all. You got lots of space.
Yeah, it's the way the world goes now. Like, I've sent like, I'm pretty sure I've sent like 35, 40 megabyte attachments through email, and they've been received fine. Like, no one has complained.
That's pretty nuts.
It is. That was through Outlook. Gmail has like a 25 megabyte max.
I was going to say, yeah, like Gmail. Wow. Yeah, it's pretty big for email.
Yeah, it was quite large. I'm sure I have to have been just under the threshold for sure. Like 34.5 megabytes or something. But yeah, I'm excited for you to dive into the it's called Productize Yourself. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, I believe that's what it's called. Yeah.
And so it's comprised of 30 lessons. I wonder what the, cause I did go to the website and I almost did it, but I didn't, I bailed at the last minute. But it's on its own.
I'll definitely not share the information with you. So
sure. Oh, I just wrote Productize website.
Yeah, I think it's like a platform called like Circle or something. It seems like it's a online course platform or something like that.
Oh yeah. Yeah. You could then probably make your own course on model making if you wanted to.
Yeah. That's what it looks like. And it's like a online course platform. And then there's just Productize Yourself is a course on that platform. Yeah.
Damn. Yeah. Like the, testimony is really interesting. Productization of myself for B2B web development. Let's see if anyone else. Seriously though, for only $150, it's a steal. I've paid in the thousands for courses, so this was a steal. I was actually surprised how cheap it is. By Paul Del Vecchio.
Exactly. That's like, even if it turns out to be not that helpful, it wasn't expensive.
Yeah.
Especially when you think of like design courses. Yeah, a lot of them are like, oh, here's like a sketching and rendering, digital rendering course, or here's this. And it's like minimum 300 to 500 US.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Like,
yeah, know, it's
not cheap.
No, and I think a lot of those too, like, don't take, it's not that they're naive or like blind to like the practicalities of what is needed in an industry sense. But it's also like, it's one person's opinion, which is fine. But you have no way of like knowing their track record either. Like, they could be making this course because they've got no other income because they were fired because they weren't good at their job.
Yeah, that's true.
And now they're trying to just make money this way because they have no other option. That's not always the case. Cat just walks right just in front of the microphone. Just going
for a stroll.
Just a stroll right in front of the microphone. If you can hold on for 10 minutes, that would be great. But with like the Design Joy thing, like, he's got a proven track record. You can go online and check that out for yourself.
Yeah, he's making way too much money doing what he's doing. So,
yeah. And it's, I've seen a bunch of it on TikTok of that, of people. I hate the style of video that it is because it's just, it just feels gross. But it's like, this guy made $1 million productizing his design, and I'm going to tell you how he did it. And it is actually super, super easy. And it's just the way that these videos are done, I can't stand. It makes my skin crawl.
Yeah.
It's the, I think we talked about it one time, where like people who do dropship stuff will call themselves like designers. And it's just, again, makes my skin crawl.
Yeah. Totally agree.
And, but this, the, like, he doesn't speak about himself that way, which is nice. Like, Brett as a person, and not like, not just as Design Joy, is a good person objectively from what you can see through his persona. He's not coming off like he's a big braggadocious person, but if he's going to say how much money he makes, he goes in and says, like, I think he said it with Christo, where it was like, I'm not going to brag, but it went from like 20 clients to 60 clients overnight.
Yeah.
And they're all paying that $5,000 or whatever it is. I would like to see Brett Williams and Ash Thorpe do a podcast together. I think that would be really interesting.
It's two very different styles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Ashthorpe is very much a purist.
I would say. He's very much like, I don't care about like making $3 million. I just want to like design a Batmobile.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But yeah.
I don't think Brett Williams is necessarily all monetary focused either. I think he's found a gap in the market and exploited it.
Yeah.
And is, by virtue of the course, where it was like made 40 grand from that course over that Black Friday weekend, 40 grand plus, seems more than content to share that knowledge with over 6,000 other people.
Yeah, he was always
already in the community.
Yeah, he's always been like, you know, never thought it was possible. It wasn't an overnight thing originally. It took him like 3 or 4 years of doing Design Joy, and then it finally caught on.
Mm-hmm.
But when it did, it was, like you said, a gap in the market where he's doing not like massive projects where he's designing a whole brand for a whole company. It's like quick stuff that you can do quick.
Mm-hmm.
And he does it well, and he does it quickly, and clients are happy, and he's just getting more and more clients, and he's able to pump out the work quick. And he does, like, he says he works like 4 days a week. 6 hour days and or something like that.
I love that.
I think the other day he said he was on track to make like, it's like over $2 million so far in like by the end of this year or something like that. Like between like his course and his company and Design Joy. So it's like, you know?
That's outrageous. Like, that's an outrageous amount for one, for a one person team as well.
For a one person team. And it's like, you know, man, if the possibility is there, like, not that I want to say I'm doing it because I want the money, but at the same time, a little bit, you know,
it helps.
How things are right now, like, I don't know anyone around here doing that kind of thing.
No,
you know,
not that I can think of. And so, if anything, Kitchener, Waterloo, Cambridge, the whole Tri-City area, other than Toronto or maybe Vancouver, is probably the place for it because there's so much tech.
Yeah.
Out this way specifically, and there's so many, like, what are they called?
Startups.
Not a startups, yes. So many startup businesses that are either around for a year or around for longer, but they all need stuff done, right? And yeah, why not?
Why not
exploit that?
Why not try?
Yeah, why not try? Like, you got nothing to lose by trying. And that's the big thing. Is this something that you've shared with, like, Sean at work at all?
I haven't actually. Actually, I haven't told anyone else about it yet.
Feels like Sean would get around this, that type of thing.
Yeah, I think I was waiting to, like, actually go through the course myself and
just to make sure it's not.
Yeah, full and, of BS. And yeah, and just see, just get more knowledge myself so I can talk about it. You know.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to, like, what the first lesson is, and
hell yeah, we're gonna set up fucking BDC, bro. Get it.
How it goes from thing to thing, because it in addition to being a productize yourself course, it also has the feeling of it's like a look inside the machine, a peek behind the curtain.
Yeah,
like kill the gatekeeper type thing.
Totally.
I don't know what. There's a way of phrasing that I have in my head, but I can't verbalize it at the moment. Yeah, it's not coming to me.
Just like a behind the scenes.
Behind the scenes, that's it.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's behind the scenes into running that type of a business.
Yeah.
And I think there's a lot of potential in that.
A lot of potential, I think. And it's exciting. Like, I just want to get into it because it's like the possibility is really exciting, you know, like,
mm-hmm.
You know, there was a part of me, I think, really quickly, like you were saying earlier about, like, kind of going sour on it after we talked about it and stuff, and there was definitely a part of me where I was like, you know, he's even admitted it, where, like, the work isn't, like, and people, other just I've seen other designers criticize too and be like, you know, it's not like the greatest design work, and it's not, you know, or people saying, oh, a lot of his stuff looks the same. It's like, mm-hmm. You know, people have a style, but also a lot of his clients are the same type of clients of tech companies, right? Mm-hmm. But I would love for, like, that to be, like, my idea is, like, well, if BDC can turn into something like this, just on a smaller scale, this is, like, something to financially help and to get us going, and then then I have time to do my own shit, you know. Exactly. So it's
like
a big help.
even to, like, I think he says it where it might even be in the course, like he references this in the Christo episode, because I re-listened to it after you told me about the course, so that I need to re-brain myself on this, and I think he says he teaches people in the course, again, could be misspeaking, teaches people to make or to find 5 clients, and then each of them is charged $5,000 and $25,000 a month. And that's, he says, like, for anybody, no matter who you are, that is life-changing money.
It really is. I mean, what's that a year? 25 times 12. It's a lot. It's over
300,000.
Like, that's even, like, 5 clients a month at, like, $1,000 each.
Oh yeah.
Is still, like, a big help, you know.
That's still 120 a year.
And I think that money sounds crazy to people, but just because of the setup, but when you think of, like, man, if you're paying, like, a designer, even, like, a new designer, like, bro, $1,000, like, my job right now is like, it's like $3,000 a month after taxes, or $33,000 something, whatever, right? Yeah. Like, so it's like $1,000 a month for a designer, or if like we did it, like two designers, that's less than minimum wage. That's way less. Exactly. You know what I mean? It's just because it's like a reoccurring thing, but you know,
and you're not locked into 40 hours a week.
Exactly. So
you're not obligated to them any quantity of time. It's whatever it takes.
Yeah. So I don't know. It's fucking exciting, you know?
It is.
It's definitely got me more excited about it, and more like, okay, get BDC set up and we just start fucking blasting on social media, be like, anyone, join. Anyone needs design work? Here we go. You know, something that's like, because I still think about all the time, like, I want to be like fucking Ash Thorpe, right? Like, where he's doing, like, he's placed himself now where what he works on is just all his passion projects. Like, he can say, he's in the position now where he can say no to work.
Yeah.
And just choose what he's like actually passionate about, right? Or work on like his own stuff, which he is doing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've got my own stuff like that. My own, you know, like team time travel, or, you know, model stuff. You know, I would still love to get into some sort of like connection between design and like cars somewhere in my life. That's the stuff where right now it's like, with how like the world is and the economy is, it's like, fuck, like, a second job would be nice, but then
second job's huge.
But then you just like get rid of like all the time almost to do that stuff. Mm-hmm. But if this could be that,
yeah.
And hopefully, I mean, the dream would that to be to turn into a main job.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
If it's set up right, you still have so much time to do your own stuff, which are your passion projects, which is like, that's kind of the life I want to live, right? You want to have that where you know, you have something consistent that's, you know, paying the bills and putting you in a position where now you can just like do your passion stuff, right? That doesn't have to make money,
you know? Yeah, you want to, I think it's like, I found for me, it's having a full-time job that enables you to have a second time, like a second job, and that second job I found is able to like fund the interests and passions outside of a working life, where
yes,
the main job covers what you need it to, whether it's debts or rent or food, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And that's all well and good. But the second job is like, it's all icing on top of the cake, and you can do what you need with it. And whether that's like buying materials or getting stuff for 3D printing or buying a model to do something with,
yeah,
that you then turn out and productize in a way, and it allows you to kind of do that, and it does, it gives you a sense, buys you a sense of freedom in a way,
exactly,
which is a big thing.
Exactly.
Yeah, so I'm excited. I can't wait. You got to let me know when you dive into it. I'm curious how it.
Absolutely. Well, I will be sharing my thoughts and telling you about it for sure.
Are you gonna dive into it tonight or likely tomorrow?
Probably not tonight. Hopefully tomorrow night, I think, is the plan.
Nice.
For sure. I would like to start tomorrow night. Yeah, I mean, I see it as well, like, you know, it's not just an investment for like me, but like for us, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I really saw it too. I was like, man, I'm not gonna not talk to you about it or share stuff or tell you, right? Like, the whole goal is like, we would love for BDC to be a thing, you know, like,
exactly,
you know, to be like a team. It's like, so
it's like that mock-up pack that we bought like a year and a half ago, where it was $60 or something, and it was an outrageous amount of mock-ups.
Yeah,
I've used maybe three of them.
I've used a few, actually.
Yeah,
back when I was doing posters more and stuff, I was using a lot more.
Oh, smart, smart.
Yeah.
But like, the day will come when those are very important and very necessary.
Yeah, bro. And again, it's one of those things that's like, even if I don't even feel guilty for not using it because it was so cheap. It's like, who cares? Like, well, like, it was split between both of us. It was like $40 or something each, or like, yeah, it was $30 each.
Something maybe like that.
$30 each, and it was like
minuscule,
bro. That's like, that's literally irrelevant. Like, that was like what, a year ago, $30. Who cares?
Yeah, it disappears.
You know, like, it's so little. It's like, if we'd never touch them ever again, I don't care. You know, it's it doesn't even bother me. You know, just know we have them. It was like useful. You know, it's prep for the future. So yeah,
that's it.
Oh well,
that's it. Yeah, I'm excited, man. I can't wait. I'm very can't wait to hear about it.
Oh yes. Hopefully it will put me back on track with things, with designery things, and then every episode from now on it will just be me rambling for an hour straight. Okay, we gotta do this, this, and this, and then we do. So
I'm very much looking forward to that.
It'd be cool to talk about.
I hope that happens.
I'm sure a lot of cool conversation will spark from it, from those episodes and stuff. So
I think so. They always do.
Especially when it's like, you know, this now is a template. We don't have to do it exactly like he did. And I don't think both of us want to do it exactly the same way. We talked about this when we first brought it up, right? So it's...
Yes, we did.
It's going to spark a lot of conversations, good conversations about like, okay, well, if this is the template, then how do we change it for us? How do we modify it to make it more personal to us, right? Our needs, our wants, our schedules, you know?
Make it work for us.
Exactly. So it's... I think it will... It'll be a lot of content.
Oh, exciting.
So
exciting. Exciting.
Very exciting.
Yes, I'm very much looking forward to it. And if you're also looking forward to it, you can send us an email to hi@theprocesspodcast.com. You can also check out our website, www.bigdesigncompany.com, and send us an email to hi@bigdesigncompany.com. And Zach Watson.
Yes, sir.
What is our Instagram?
Theprocess_podcast.
Superb. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so very much for listening, and we will see you next Tuesday.
Peace. The process.